Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Ophelie Lubisac. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. You're a winemaker, or you like to call yourself an oenologist, is that right?
I'm both winemaker and oenologist. Oenologist is more used for people who do the wine and who advise people. Yep. Winemaker are more like people working in a cellar. So I do both. So you could call me oenologist or winemaker.
You work for Baron Philip de Rothschild.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And you're quite involved in their Chilean wines and a little bit in their wines in the Mouton Cardet range.
Exactly. So I'm based in Bordeaux. I'm working with the Bordeaux technical team working for the production of Mouton Cardet. And I also have the luck of working with our Chilean winemaking team, which produces Escudo Rojo. So, yeah.
Okay. Most people probably heard of Baron Philip de Rothschild, or maybe they have, because it's one of the sort of Cru Class A wines.
Yeah, exactly. So, in fact, that's how our history began. It began in 1853. So, back then, there was someone from the English branch of the Rothschild family. We decided to buy a chateau, which was called Chateau Brand-Mouton, and he decided to rename it Chateau Mouton Rothschild. So his name was Baron Nathaniel de Rothschild. And so the goal at first was not really to get involved in the production, so there were people working in the chateau, but the family was not involved in the production of the wine. And then it was the Baron Philip de Rothschild who decided to settle over there, so he was Baron Nathaniel's great-grandson.
Okay.
So he decided to settle at the chateau and to take care of the production of the wine. So that's really when our history began.
Yeah, and when they were handing out the Grand Cru Classés for the big French, the Show in Paris exhibition, when they, you know, the Grand Cru Classés, when they got defined.
Yeah, exactly. So we got our classification a little later than that.
Yeah,
it was 1973.
Yeah, there was a bit of a, you guys were English or something like that. There's an English and the French didn't like that. No, like that.
There are lots of histories about it, but in fact, in the end, we got what we deserved because, Mouton Rothschild is one of the best wines around the world, so it's just fair to have this classification now. So okay. We're really happy about it.
Excellent. I actually want to talk more about Mouton Cardet today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it, Mouton Cardet?
Mouton Cardet is perfect, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife always takes the mickey out of me and my French pronunciation.
No, it's good.
It's strangely enough, I've been in the wine trade now for 15 years, mm-hmm. and I hadn't really, I've seen it about, but I'd never really clocked it as being one of these big brands.
Yeah, it is.
And it's huge, isn't it?
It is. It's a big brand. It's a very great history, in fact, because so the Baron Philip de Rothschild, who settled at Chateau Mouton Rothschild, he was producing very prestigious premium wines, but he decided to make Bordeaux wines well-known from a wider public. So he decided to create Mouton Cardet. So in 1930, after he spent 8 years at Chateau Mouton Rothschild, he decided to create a wine which would be more focused on the fruity aspects and fruity aromas and a little more accessible, both in terms of pricings, of course, and of fruitiness and accessibility to new consumers. So he decided to develop this wine, which is called Mouton Cardet. Mouton because of the link between Mouton Rothschild and Mouton Cardet, which was for its first production the second wine of Mouton Rothschild. But then it got
what does Mouton mean? Sheep, doesn't it?
Yeah, Mouton means sheep. It's kind of difficult to explain, but at first it was not because of the sheep. It was an old French word which meant like a little hill. It was Mouton at first.
Oh, okay.
And Mouton is like a little hill because our vineyard in Chateau Mouton Rothschild is located on a very, so it's not a big hill because the Pauillac area and the Médoc area is kind of flat, but it's on a really small hill. So at first it was called Mouton. And then with time it changed to Mouton. And then we got this this image which was closer to the sheep, Mouton.
And what does Cardet mean?
Cardet is because the Baron Philip de Rothschild was the youngest son of the family. and the younger son of the family is a cadet in French.
Oh, okay.
So the goal was to create this name, both linking Mouton Rothschild and the fact that the Baron Philippe de Rothschild was the younger son of the family.
Let's talk a wee bit about Mouton Cadet. You've actually just done a presentation on Escudero Rojo.
Escudero Rojo, yeah.
Escudero Rojo.
That is kind of difficult to pronounce
it
sometimes.
It is for me. Yeah. Mind you, the listeners will know everything's difficult for you to pronounce. And that's your Chilean winery. But I popped over and I had a wee taste of the Mouton range because I hadn't actually tasted my way through it before.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't taste like your typical big branded wines. There was still quite a lot of structure to those wines.
Yeah, Mouton Cadet is the goal was to produce a very accessible and very fruity wine. So it's always been focused on the Merlot grape variety. So we already, from the beginning, had a lot of Merlot grape variety to bring the fruitiness. And the goal is to have a very fruity and accessible style of wine.
And the fruit comes from where?
We have now a partnership with 453 vine growers. So the history of Mouton Cadet evolved a lot from its first production to now, of course. So first it was created in 1930. So the Baron Philippe de Rothschild was really an innovative person. He did a lot for Bordeaux wines all around the world, but he also created Opus One, which is a very well-known wine from California.
Yep.
So he was really avant-gardist and really innovative. And so he decided to really bring to Mouton Cadet a very international and very very innovative style of wine. So after selling it in France, he decided to export it in the UK first and then in the US. And then he passed away, and his daughter, the Baroness Philippine de Rothschild, she took the head of the company after him. And then she decided to continue and to pursue the goal of her father. And she really made of Mouton Cadet this international fame. So she made it the first Bordeaux brand sold around the world. And so now we export in 150 countries, and we produce, counting both red, whites, and rosé, we produce 12 million bottles.
12 million bottles. That must make you the biggest branded wine from France, is it?
All around the world, yeah. We are the first to export that much all around the world.
We have,
of course, competitors, different competitors from a country to another, but yeah, all around the world, we are the first Bordeaux brand in the world.
Yeah, it's unusual because a lot of people talk about France not being able to produce large volume branded wines, but there you are. There is one, so to speak.
There is one.
What do you think other companies haven't gone down that route?
I really don't know about that. Maybe it's because we were really innovative and at the avant-garde, so maybe people couldn't catch up with us. I don't know. But yeah, we had this great power initiative. It was really innovative at that time to have a brand. So Mouton Cadet was really the first branded wine produced in Bordeaux. So it was really a really new concept and something really attractive. And then the fact that the company could develop the wine internationally, I think it like blocked competitors all around the world. But of course, we have competitors in every market.
So you said the range now consists of Merlot-dominated wine. I tasted AC Bordeaux and then an AC Bordeaux Superior.
Yeah, the Reserve.
The Reserve.
Mouton Cadet Reserve. It doesn't have a specific definition in France, the name Reserve, because, you know, for example, in Spain, Reserva means a certain kind of aging and everything.
Yeah.
For us, Reserve means more like a selection of our best supplies to produce this specific wine.
Okay, so it's a marketing term, is it?
It's not really marketing. It's just to explain that technically speaking, we select our best parcels to produce this wine.
Yep.
And also, at first, it has been focused on specific appellations in the Bordeaux regions, such as Médoc, Saint-Emilion. So I don't know, maybe you've tasted the Bordeaux, or do you remember which appellation you tasted?
It didn't have an appellation, it was just Bordeaux.
It was a Bordeaux, okay. So there is a Bordeaux, but before it was only Médoc, Saint-Emilion, Grave also. So the goal was really to focus on more specific appellation than Bordeaux, and then we extended to Bordeaux and decided to select our more dense and more concentrated parcels to produce the Reserve Bordeaux.
I assume that the fruit comes from, you know, the Medoc and maybe some of the other areas on the sort of right bank that are not so like Franc or...
In fact, all the fruits that we use come from, it depends, of course, of the appellation you can find on the label. If it's Bordeaux, so the sourcings will only be in Bordeaux, so not in Médoc or Saint-Emilion. So if you produce wines from Médoc or Saint-Emilion, of course, you have to put the appellation on the label. So Mouton Cadet Red and the Reserve Bordeaux really come from exclusively Bordeaux. Mm-hmm. So, as I told you, we have 453 vine growers who we work with all year long. So, our sourcing's evolved a lot because at first we would buy wines on what we call the open market.
Yep.
So, people offering us their wine at a certain price, a certain volume, of course. And by the tasting, we would decide if we would buy the wine or not. The problem was that back at the time, we couldn't control the style of our wine. So, it was the Baroness Philippine de Rothschild who really decided to give a specific style to Mouton Cadet. And she decided to create contracts with vine growers, which was also really innovative. So she did a lot also for our brand. She decided to both maintain the quality and the consistency of our style. So the goal is to work with vine growers all year long. So we work with them on specific plots of vines, which will be dedicated to the production of Mouton Cadet. And so we have a set of specifications, and we work hand in hand with the vine growers to produce the wines which are going to enter our blends. So it's really beneficial for both of us because we benefit from the experience of the vine growers, who've been vine growers from generation to generation. So they really know their terroirs, how to work their vines, depending on the weather conditions. So they are really the experts on their terroirs. And then they also benefit from our experience because we're in touch with several vine growers who have different kinds of structures. They are not located in the same areas in Bordeaux. So we can also provide the vine growers help and support during the growing of the vine and the winemaking. So it's really a beneficial work for both of us.
Do you buy in grapes or do you buy in made wine?
We buy made wine. The goal is really to work with the vine growers from A to Z. So we do follow-ups in the vineyards every month at first, just to see how the growing of the vine happens and to help the vine growers in their day-to-day work. And then we are going to have this very specific period, which will be the maturation of the grapes. So then we are going to go on the plots every 2 days to taste the berries with the vine growers. And also we take samples that we bring to our quality department, and they will give us some analysis about the grapes. So sugar levels, acidity levels, everything to help us parameter the harvest dates. Then we determine a harvest date for every plot that we follow. So for every plot, there will be a specific harvest date, which depends on the maturation of the grapes, and because every grape needs some time to ripen, so it's not the same for every plot. And then the vine growers are going to produce the wine, but then we're going to help us during that phase also. So we're going to be there every 2 days to taste the juices which are fermentating. And also then we are going to help them in extracting well the colors, the tannins, and guide them, in fact, during the winemaking. And in the end, we retrieve finished wines, made wines, to our production winery, which is based in the Médoc region. And then we are going to age the wines for a few months, just so that the wines could be still and rest after the transfer.
Yep.
And then we are going to taste all the wines. We will do a blind tasting, and then we will say we will direct the different wines in our different ranges depending on the structure, the fruitiness. So, for example, Mouton Cadet will be more focused on the fruitiness and the accessibility, and the Reserve range will be more focused on the concentration and the tannic structure. So that's why our blend changes from a vintage to another, because we focus on the style of the final blend, and not only on which parcels are going to each blend. So we really do it blindly at first. it's really important to focus on the style of wine.
You've got other ranges as well, apart from Mouton Cadet. You've got another
range. We've got the Mouton Cadet Reserve range.
Yep.
We also have another range, which is called the Baron and Baroness range, which is a specific range dedicated to five of the Rothschild members of the family, which doesn't have a Bordeaux appellation. We have Saint-Emilion, Médoc, Pauillac, a Grave White, and a Sauternes.
Oh, okay. So you've got some sub-regional specific wines as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. We do for the reserve range because we have, for example, we have a Mouton Cadet Reserve Saint-Emilion, we have a Mouton Cadet Reserve Médoc, we also have a Bordeaux. And then the Baron and Baroness will be focused on specific appellations other than Bordeaux.
Okay. And you do some whites as well.
Yeah.
I tasted a Sauvignon Blanc and I think it was a Sémillon Sauvignon blend.
So you have two whites in the Mouton Cadet range. At first, since 1975, we decided to produce a white blend, which is a blend between three grape varieties, mainly Sauvignon to bring the freshness and the citrus fruit aromas. Then the Sémillon brings the density to the wine, and there is a third grape variety, the Muscadelle, which brings elegance and refinement in the end of the palate. Yeah. So we use 2 or 3%.
And some aromatic fruits as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then we also have a 100% Sauvignon Blanc, which has been launched earlier than that, very recently, because it was launched in 2012. So the goal was to propose something else because, you know, Sauvignon Blanc is well known all around the world. And people were looking for more accessibility and a very easy wine. So Sauvignon Blanc is perfect for that. Very fruity and very accessible, really easy drinking.
All right, then. I think we're going to wrap it up there, Ofelie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.